Massachusetts state leaders earlier this month committed to a comprehensive review of the state's criminal justice policies with a goal to reduce the costs of incarceration and improve public safety by reducing recidivism. The leaders of the three branches of state government, Governor Charlie Baker, House Speaker Robert DeLeo, Senate President Stan Rosenberg, and Chief Justice Ralph Gantz, signed a letter to the U.S. Justice Department asking for a comprehensive review of the state's criminal justice practices.
We need to identify the things we're doing well and the things where we have room for improvement.
Rosenberg said Massachusetts will join 30 other states that have had similar policy analyses by the Justice Reinvestment Initiative, a project funded by the federal government and the Pew Center on the states.
It's never a bad time to take a look at what you're doing and figuring out how to improve it.
Criminal justice reform is a rare issue that has brought Democrats and Republicans together, albeit for different reasons. Liberals question the value to society of locking up people in prison for lengthy periods of time, while conservatives object to the costs. In Massachusetts, mandatory minimum drug sentences have been at the center of recent debate over changes to the criminal justice system. The legislature's Judiciary Committee held a hearing in June on an omnibus bill that included eliminating mandatory minimum sentences for drug offenders. Carlos Rodriguez, a community organizer from Neighbor to Neighbor in Holyoke, said the state should take money it could save by reducing the state's prison population and reinvest it in job training programs.
If they bring people from jail and put people back to work, it's got to be more money for the state. So either way, it's good for everybody.
Northwestern District Attorney David Sullivan said it would be a mistake to eliminate mandatory minimum drug sentences.
Because I think we're sending the wrong message, particularly during this opioid crisis, that somebody with 500,000, 2,000 bags of heroin doesn't face any consequences.
The state's district attorneys argue it is a myth that mandatory minimum sentences have resulted in the mass incarceration of nonviolent drug offenders, as some reform advocates contend. A report from the Massachusetts District Attorney Association said just 1% of the people convicted in 2013 were subject to a mandatory minimum sentence. The report said 73% of inmates doing time for a governing drug offense have a history of crimes involving firearms or violence.
These minimum mandatories have not applied to drug users. It's applied to drug dealers who are profiting from the misery and the death of others.
Criminal justice reform advocates in Massachusetts have also called for repealing a law that imposes a 5-year driver's license suspension for a drug conviction unrelated to operating a motor vehicle. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.